Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And a new set of downs. Rivers intercepted by Wilford. Vince Wilford with a game changer down to the San Diego 30. The first pick of Wilford's career. Tolbert was trying to reach in for a strip, and at that point, Wilford says, I'm going to cradle that baby.
Well, the Hall of Fame induction ceremony will be this Saturday at Gillette, by the way, free and open to the public at 4 p.m., and they will be inducting the 32nd inductee into the Patriots Hall of Fame and just the sixth player to be selected by Patriot fans their first year of eligibility. And joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is that man, Vince Wilfork. Vince, first off, congratulations. I know Patriot fans are really excited for this on Saturday, and I'm guessing you are as well. It's a great honor.
Oh, thank you, guys. Yeah, it is a great honor to be inducted into a Patriot Hall of Fame. So me and the family are looking forward to it, to get back here in Boston and enjoy it with the best fans that sports can imagine that can have, you know. So it's getting close to time, so it's like the pregame. So I'm getting my mind ready and getting it right for the weekend.
So, Vince, I wanted to ask you, because when you were a player with the Patriots towards the end, you had Matt Patricia as a coach on the defensive side of the ball. What do you make of him as being on the other side of the ball now, and how do you think he's done as a play caller through these first two games with the Patriots?
Well, when I was a rookie, Matt was actually on the offensive side of the ball when I was a rookie, so it's not like he don't know what he's doing on that side of the ball, because from what I've known and what I've seen, where he started from was on the offensive side. So I don't think it'll be a big issue. And everything that the Patriots does, you know, Bill Belichick kind of, they very, very particular with the way they want to do things and what they want to establish. So I don't think it'll be an issue for Matt to get the offense going and get it to a consistent level. But at the beginning of the year, New England is having some of the same problems as other teams in the NFL, is trying to figure out what works this early, because you can go off of what people done last year, but every year is a different year. So you might go in thinking that somebody's going to show you this, but all reality is something different than that you're accustomed of them doing. So I would say just give it some time, but I think, you know, consistent going to be the key for us, and that's any team. So I think we'll be okay. And I'm a big guy, so I love.
Uh oh.
Did we lose Vince?
Is Vince still there? Vince, did we lose you?
Oh,
man. Can we try to get that connection back again? There we go. Yeah, we'll try to figure that thing out. Maybe try to get him on that line again. I don't know if we've lost him completely. Is he gone? We can try to give him a call back. All right, I think he's back here right now. Let's try to see if we can get him back on. Let's go to see if Vince, sorry, buddy. We just lost you there for a minute.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to deal with everything. But what I was saying is, I just think right now it's all about being consistent and getting and figuring out what works, you know, and that's the key. And I'm a big guy, so I like to see more running game than anything. And that can help your quarterback, and that can open up your offense more too. So I'm looking forward to seeing how this offense progresses throughout the course of this year, and each week just continue to get better and better and better.
No one probably knows more than you the ins and outs of playing the interior defensive line on Bill Belichick's defense for the Patriots. But they got a young gun in there, year two, Christian Barmore. Different body type, mm-hmm. little different player than I think you were. But what are your thoughts on that that young guy they got in the middle now?
Man, he can be a monster. You know, I've seen him play last year, and I've been seeing him this year. You know, and he can be a monster. It's going to be all up to how he want his game to be. And I know with Bill, as his coach, Bill going to make sure he get the best out of him. So I see him becoming one of the top interior defense alignment. But it's going to be all predicated off how he want to go and what he want to put into the game. But so far, so good. He looked promising. He do some things that I really, really love. He can rush the passer from inside, and he's just a big body, you know. So I'm excited to see his growth as well, because like I say, what I've seen from him last year, I like what I saw. So now it's time for him to kind of grow and mature into more of a role and understand his role and just continue to get better. But he'll have no problem getting better with the guys that surround him.
All right, we're talking to Vince Wilfork, who will be inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame Saturday at Gillette, 4 p.m. Free to the public. You can go there and support. I know it'll be a great day for Patriot fans as well. And, Vince, I was curious. You came into this league in 2004. You had 11 years with Bill Belichick in this organization. Maybe that first impression of Bill when you signed with this team and how maybe he has adapted and changed with the times. It's been a long time. All great coaches adapt.
Yeah, well, you know, when I first – got a chance to be around Bill, I kind of just like, man, he's tough. He's a tough booger, you know, but he's smart, you know. And I think I didn't have time to kind of, you know, nitpick who he was, because I was so eager to learn up under him and be taught the game from him. I never paid attention of what type of personality he had, because we was here for one thing and one thing only. And that's to win football games. And I needed to be the best I could possibly be. And you put me in the hands of the best coach that ever coached the game. So I didn't have any complaints. I wasn't afraid of hard work. What he demanded from his players, it wasn't a problem for me. The smarts and the intelligent football, I had that. The IQ of football, I had that. And that allowed Bill to do numerous things with me. As a nose tackle that he probably couldn't done with other nose tackles he had. So it was a win-win for both of us, because Bill knew I was eager to learn, and he knew I would do anything to learn and win football. And I think our relationship kicked off, and once he realized that I was pretty smart when it came to understanding the game and the intelligence of the game, it just allowed him to show me a lot more different things, move me around from, you know, nose tackle to defensive end, kind of game plan me where he wanted me to be so we can dictate what's going on. So our trust level, just only thing it did, our trust level just built more. The more I played up under him, I was just allowed to do a lot more things because he trusted me and he knew I was going to always put my best foot forward with my teammates and, you know, with the team.
So I saw the videos today of you getting your red jacket, the red jacket fitting, and we always used to call you Big Vince Wilfork, but doesn't look like you're quite as big as you used to be. Are we not eating barbecue anymore? What's going on?
No, I'm still eating the barbecue, baby. That'll never leave. You know, that'll never leave. But, you know, once people don't understand how stressful playing the game is and how demanding it is on your body, on your mentalness and your physically, how mentally tough it is, you know. And I didn't know when I was in it, you know, because, you know, I would hear people saying they stressed out, and I would look at them like, stressed out? What you stressed out for? It's football. We've been doing this our whole life, blah, blah, blah. What you stressed out for? But as soon as I retired, my body said, thank you. You know, it was kind of one of those things where my body was like,
it's about time.
Okay, it's time. I can drop this weight. I can do this. You don't have to eat as much no more. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do that. So my body just, I was so stressed out and I had no idea. But you're not going to encounter any football player that's not stressed. They might not know it, but I'm telling you, because I'm a prime example. I didn't know how stressed my body was physically. Mentally, I was fine, but it's very, very, very demanding. And you have to be on top of your game daily. And, you know, to do it for 13 years, I just can only imagine the toll my body took. But once it was over, you know, my body knew it was over. You know, it kind of, you know, it just kind of happens on its own.
You look good.
Well, he's Vince Wilfork. He'll be the 32nd inductee into the Patriots Hall of Fame. That ceremony Saturday at 4 o'clock at Gillette. Vince, congratulations. Enjoy the day with the family, with the friends. Well deserved. And maybe the next stop is Canton, which we're all hoping for as well. But enjoy the day.
Well, I appreciate it. Let's keep fingers crossed, guys.
All right.
Thanks, Vince.
Vince Wilfork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.